Shall we begin?
Everyone, surprise! Welcome back to a mini episode of Claiming Zero for the Child Free and Fencer community with Dallas and Vanessa. I'm, of course, Vanessa, and Dallas is here with me. And we're popping up on a Friday. And you want to know why? Dallas, tell them why. Why are we here on a Friday?
Because we want to make sure that you guys all know about our bonus episodes on our Patreon, where we're talking to experts within the child free community. And we want to give you just a little teaser because these are really, really good. We got a chance to speak with Dr. J about basically your finances and financial planning as a child-free person. And so we wanted to give you a little sample. And if you want to listen to the full episode, you've got to pop on over to our Patreon. Remember, it's only $10 a month. You're getting those bonus episodes and so much more.
Yeah, so take a listen.
A lot of people's reason we hear for not having kids is money. And that can vary on so many different levels. So I'm so excited that we're talking to you to really get an understanding of, as child-free people, what do we need to be doing? How are things different? Who can we talk to, like you as a financial planner, to help us do these things? Because I don't want to go talk to Joe Schmo down the street who's going to start asking me all about the kids' stuff and the saving for the kids. I want someone who understands me just a little bit better. And here you are, you angelic man.
So I tell everybody, if you're going to go work with a financial planner, ask them how your plan is different because you have child, because you're child free. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you're a fence sitter, still follow the standard plan until you've decided you're not having kids. You know, sure. Like, it's just kind of like how it works. Mm-hmm. But you ask them, how's it different? And most of the times, the first thing you get is, well, you'll change your mind. And if that's the case, just walk out. Like, I mean, sure. Seriously.
Yeah.
Or they say, your plan's not different. You still got to walk out. If they say, like, I don't know, we'll figure it out, I'm okay with that answer. Like, right. You know, like,
sure,
they're at least willing to work with you. But, like, I actually asked folks, you know, what's your experience been like working with financial planners? And, like, it's been miserable because they just ignore that I say I'm child-free, or just say it's got to be the same thing. And, like, I'm like, oh, that hurts me because I want people to get help. But I spend half my time talking to child-free folks about their finances and the other half talking to financial people about child-free folks. They have no clue that we exist. Mm-hmm. Never mind how does it change the plan.
Yes.
And now they know. When Dallas and I sat down, we're like, okay, we want to start bringing these resources to people. It's great to hear about people's lives, but, like, let's put some practical application. We get a lot of questions from people surrounding, like, this area and topic. And we're like, oh gosh, we don't know. So that is kind of what this is supposed to serve. And one of those biggest questions is, we have a lot of individuals who are extremely happy in their circumstance, but not married. They are individuals who are just living together. They're happy with that. And then they get to tax season. And then they get to, like, those archaic rules that have been put in place. So the question for you, Dr. J, is if a couple is unmarried and living together, what can they be doing to benefit themselves financially, especially in the area of, like, taxes and all that?
Yeah. So I had somebody, I was at the Childless Summit this weekend, and they asked me the question, like, should I get married for taxes?
And that's an easier way of asking that. Yeah.
it's a question. They had been together for, you know, 5, 10 years, whatever. And I said, ignoring the love or whatever else, like, the reasons you get married, the number one reason I see child-free folks getting married is healthcare. Mm. I want the benefits.
Yeah.
That's also a thing. Yep.
Like, you know, very few places will give you spousal benefits unless you're married.
Yeah.
So I said to the person, do you need healthcare? They said, no, we both got good healthcare. I said, okay, then are you good being unmarried? Yeah. And by the way, the stat is 32.1% of childless adults will never marry. So it's a huge percentage in comparison to 2.5% of parents. So, I mean, like, huge difference.
That's good to know.
That is crazy.
And that they may be in a couple or not. They may be in a group. They may be in whatever, but, like, not legally married. When it comes to taxes, the problem is, depending on if your incomes are different, you know, so, like, if your incomes are exactly the same, it's not going to make much difference. If one person makes a lot more than the other, it actually can hurt one person and help the other. it gets kind of screwy. I'll run people's taxes both ways, and usually it's only $1,000 difference either way, which doesn't sound, it can sound like a lot or a little bit on how you are, but is it worth the legalese of getting married or whatever else?
Yeah.
The bigger question I have with people that are trying to debate, should I get married or not, is actually around like estate planning, your power of attorney, your executor, like who's making decisions for you. So we have issues. I had somebody in my first book, they had been together for, you know, forever, and he died at 50 and he had never done his will or anything like that, but they weren't married. So technically to the law, his spouse, who's they've been together for decades, was nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we need to have that piece of paper that says this person's gonna make decisions, this person's gonna take my stuff. Mm-hmm. It's all these other things that happen. The other thing that happens by not being married is actually limits on how much you can gift each other each year, unless you start getting tax issues. So there's like these weird things people don't think about. You know, there's a limit, it's about $17,000 to give each year, or else I have to do another tax form. Like, oh, it's a giant pain to the point where sometimes I'm like, look, if you don't care, just get married and you'll check off the box for the paperwork.
Sure.
But then if you ever break up, now we get divorced. Like, all, like, so the question is, do you need healthcare? No. Okay. Then do whatever you want.
Gotcha. Follow and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/claimingzeropodcast or buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/claimingzero. Links are also available in our show notes and our Instagram bio.
And to help others just like you find this community and feel less alone, be sure to rate, review, and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Follow Claiming Zero on Instagram and Facebook at Claiming Zero.
And of course, if you ever want to share ideas and insight, you can always email us at claimingzeropodcast@gmail.com.